So this is a new story where reading different stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we kind of selected stories. There's a major chapters, then we select stories within the chapters and try to show how each chapter has so many sub-stories with messages and different teachings and flavors of rasa and bhav that we try to enter into it and appreciate from whatever level we're on. This is from chapter 15. This is a new story. Madhya Lila, chapter 15, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is November 12th. Verses 15 through 36. This is Mahaprabhu celebrates the festivals of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Sri Ram. Eka eka dina eka eka bhakta grihe mahotsav prabhu sange tahan bhojan kare bhakta sab. Day after day, ek din, ek din, ek din. This is, of course, in Jagannath Puri, describing some of the activities of Lord Chaitanya there. Day after day, one devotee after another would invite Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees to lunch and also hold a festival. Bhakta Grihe Mahotsav, Bhakta Sabha. So this is, the Lord was pretty busy in Jagannath Puri and visiting devotees' houses. I don't know if this is every day of the year or whether it was the during the 4 months. Generally, the impression that's given is that during 4 months in the rainy season, as you know, Chaturmasya, about 200 devotees, as mentioned earlier, 200 devotees would come from Ambikalna, Shantipur, Navadvip Mandal, and they will all come and spend 4 months with Lord Chaitanya, all of his associates, Shivananda Sen and Vasu Ghosh and all these great devotees, Narahari, Sakar, etc. And those 4 months is 120 days. Each of those 120 days, Lord Chaitanya would go to one of those devotees' houses for lunch. And if they were Brahmins, they would cook for Lord Chaitanya and supplement it with Jagannath Mahaprasad. And if they weren't Brahmanas, they would have a Brahmana cook or they would bring Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And then to honor the Lord's appearance at their house, because there were 200 devotees total. I don't know how many families that was. But you may only get, in the 4 months that you're there in Puri, you may only get one day. Mahaprabhu and his bhaktas may come only one day to your house for prasad. And so it's an utsav, it's a festival. And so it describes that here. This is very nice how the Lord, because after the 4 months when the devotees would go home, and Lord Chaitanya, especially at the end of his life, he would change the whole tenor of his activities. And even told them in the last 6 years of his life, last 12 or 6 years, he said, don't come, don't bother me anymore. I'm too much in this Mahabhav of Radharani and Gambhir Lila. But in the beginning of his 18-year stay in Puri, those first 6 years, Lord Chaitanya was very much reciprocating. Come every year for Chaturmasya. I'll come to your house and take prasadam. So this is what's a little bit of background here. Chari masa rahila sabe mahaprabhu sange jagannathera nana yatra deki maharange. The devotees from Navadvip, they stayed for 4 months in Puri. And they observed all Jagannath's festivals with great pleasure. So this is told in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Rupa Goswami that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they should model their devotional festival schedule of their mandirs or their houses after the festivals that are held in Jagannath Puri. This seems to be the example of festivals. They have Dol Yatra, then Jagannath has Dol Yatra, he has Chandan Yatra, he has boating pastimes, he has Julan, he has all these festivals that have been going on for thousands and millions of years. And Sanatana Goswami said these same festivals should be celebrated by the Gaudiyas and their worship of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, we have Chandan Yatra because Jagannath has Chandan Yatra, we have Julan Yatra, boating pastime. This is the model. So they're doing that. That's what's being said here. So, Krishna Janma Yatra Dine Nanda Mahotsav Gopavesha Haile Prabhu Nana Bhakta Sab. The devotees celebrated Janmashtami and Nandotsav. And at that time, Mahaprabhu and all his devotees dressed themselves as coward boys. Gopavesh, Prabhu, Bhaktasav. So this is story that, as I said, Mahaprabhu, what does it say? This is story of Mahaprabhu celebrates the festivals of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Ram.
Dadi dukta bharasabe nijaskande kari mahotsavastane aila vali hari hari.
Having dressed up like coward boys, all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya, all the devotees carried pots of milk and yogurt balanced on rods over their shoulders. Thus they arrived at the festival grounds, chanting the holy name of Hari. Hari, Hari.
Mahotsav Stan. Kanani Kutia Achena Nandavesha Dari Jagannatha Mahati Hanachena Brajeshwari.
Kanai Kutia dressed himself like Nanda Maharaj, and Jagannath Mahiti dressed himself as Mother Yashoda. So this Kanai Kutia, Guru Govinda Swami, he attributed a book which he spoke from and wrote articles from called Mahabhav Prakash. Mahabhav Prakash describes Krishna's Mahabhav and how Jagannath, the form of Jagannath is Krishna and Mahabhav Prakash. When Krishna experiences Radharani's Mahabhav, it was like in this form of Jagannath. He loses his bodily form. So the author of that is Kanai Kutia, and he's mentioned here as a Parishad of Lord Chaitanya.
Apane Prataparudra Aramishra Kashi Sarvabhama Arapadicha Pacha Tulasi.
King Prataparudra was also there at that time with Kashimishra Sarvabhama Bhattacharya and Tulasi Padicha Patra, some temple Sevite.
Inha sabalana prabhu kare niche ranga dhari dugda haridra jale bhari sabharanga.
As usual, Mahaprabhu danced jubilantly. Nitya ranga. Everyone was covered with milk, yogurt, and yellow turmeric water.
Haldi.
So this is, as you read Krishna book, Anandotsav after Krishna was born. Nandake Anandabai Jai Kaniya Lalaki. They say, Nandake Anandabai Jai Kaniya Lalaki. Hati Gora Palaki Jai Kaniya Lalaki. So they sing this song. Anandotsav, because Krishna was born at midnight, no one really knew until the next day. And when it was a great occasion for all of Braj Mandal, because Nanda Maharaj was 89 years old when he gave birth, Krishna appeared. And Mother Yashoda is about 75 or so. He was extremely old. They said he had gray and white hair. And this is the age I've heard given, that Nanda Maharaj is 87 or 89, and his wife is about 10 years younger, as per the usual standard in the old days. So they were old, and everybody was praying, and everyone was praying to all their family Kula Devatas and family deities and even the demigods. Oh, please bless Nanda and Yashoda with a child. Please bless, please bless. So everybody was in bereavement. Everybody was identifying with their separation and loss of not having a child. So when they finally had a child, the whole of Braj exploded with joy. All the Vrijvasis exploded with joy, and they couldn't contain their ecstasy. They could not contain their ecstasy. So their gopas, so naturally, dadi dugda, this is yogurt and milk, they just went wild. Whatever you have, you'll go wild with. So they had pots of yogurt and milk, and they just started throwing yogurt at each other and smearing each other's body with yogurt and pouring milk over the head and smearing yogurt and mixing with haldi, because haldi is like very auspicious. So smearing haldi. And Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that those people that were lusty in mind, they got disturbed because the coward men were, you know, rubbing yogurt and haldi on the breasts of the coward women and their back and everything. So apparently even there was some ill-minded people back in those days. But there was all, we could say it was pure fun. Lord Chaitanya is doing the same thing. These are all his Brahmanas, so most of these are all Brahmins. Now they're dressed up as coward boys. Lord Chaitanya is like, how old is he now? You can say 25, 26, whatever, 30. And they're all dressed up in Gopavesh, and some are dressed up as Yashoda, and some are Nanda Maharaj. And it's a party, it's Utsav, it's a festival. Advaita kahi satya kahi nakariya kop Laguda firaite para tabe jani. Go. And Vaitashraya said, please do not be angry. I speak the truth. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, I shall know that you're a coward boy only if you can take a lagudi. I mean like stick, cowardly stick. Only if you can take a lagudi and twirl it around. Otherwise, I think you're a nakli gopa. You're fake. You're not a real coward boy. Tabe laguda lana prabhu, firaiti lagila, bara bara kashiveli, lufaya dharila. Accepting and waiting to try his challenge, Mahaprabhu took a big rod. This is a big rod, it's a heavy rod. And he flipped it around. I don't want to do it, it may land on my head. He threw it in the sky and he caught it when it fell. Shirara, shirara upare prishte, sammuke dui pashe, paramadya firaya laguda, deki lokahase. Yeah, now Lord Chaitanya is showing off, right? This Krishna is a little bit, this is his dear Lita nature, show off type. So Gauranga now is in Krishna's bhav. He's a coward boy, he's a gopa, so gopas have some pride. Hey, you see me twirl the stick, watch me now. Hey, I can twirl better than you. They always have challenged each other. And then they say, hey, I'm better than you, what is this? So now Gauranga, he's taking that big rod, he caught it. Now it says, he wheeled it and threw the rod sometimes over his head, sometimes behind his back, sometimes in front of him, to the side, between his legs. You know, people, you know, you've seen some fancy guys, they put something between their legs and catch you like that, you know, like magicians and all those guys. All the people laughed to see this. Deki lokahase. All the people laughed. Alata chakra praya laguda firai. Deki sava lokachite chamatkara pai. Mahabhu whirled around the rod in a circle like a firebrand. Everyone saw it, was astonished. Chamatkar, Saraloki Chitte Chamatkar, their consciousness filled with their hearts, they're filled with astonishment. Wow, look at this, you know, so fast. Because it was just a single point. If you move it, this single point fast enough, it becomes a solid circle. That's called a firebrand. It goes so fast, looks like a solid circle. It's only a series of points. Moving quickly, a series of points becomes a continuous line. So it's one rod, but he's twirling so fast it looks like a whole circle. And this is very interesting because when you go to Rath Yatra, before Rath Yatra begins, they have a bunch of acrobats and jugglers and things come out to entertain Jagannath and Balaram before they go. And there's these men, they have these, they look like Hanuman type. They're like little, like Gopavesh type. They have these, what do you call it? These rods with two big balls on the end. Two big balls like this. And they spin them. They spin it, they go over the head and do all these kind of things like Lord Chaitanya's doing like this. Really fast, you know, and then they throw it like this, they throw it over the head and they spin it like this, and they take it and they throw it about 80 feet in the air, and then and it comes down. Another guy on the other side, he catches it like this and goes, boom. I don't know if you've ever seen, because I've been about 10 Rath Yatras, and if you go there in the beginning, on top of one of the buildings, you can see all this performance. So Lord Chaitanya's in Puri doing the same thing. To entertain all the devotees in this Nandotsav celebration of Krishna's birth, I mean in this Leela. Hey Matanityananda Firaya Laguda, Ke Bujivetana Duhar Gopa Bhava Guda. And Guda means deep. Deeply immersed in Gopa Bhav, Nityananda played it whirling the rod. So in other words, Balaram took up the challenge. Gauranga Krishna was throwing the rod and Balaram said, Are? You're throwing the rod like this? Watch how I throw it. So he was ecstatically immersed in the deep emotions of the coward boys. Prataparudra agya padicha tulasi jagannathera prasada vastra ekalanasi. Prataparudra gave an order, and one of the superintendents of the temple, this Tulsi person, Tulsi Padicha, Patra, he brought some Jagannath prasadi vesh. Bahumulya Vastra Prabhu Mastake Badila Acharyara Prabhure Ganera Paraila. It says that he gave this Jagannath Prasadi Vesh, who was wrapped around the head of Lord Chaitanya and the other devotees headed by Vaitacharya. Everyone wrapped it, Jagannath's cloth around their heads. I guess the king wanted to heighten the ecstasy. They were already dressed as coward boys. They were dressed up in Gopa Vesh, but now he wanted to accent their Vesh, or accent their dress by giving them some Jagannath Mahaprasadam, which of course would increase their ecstasy also, to receive that cloth from the Lord. It's Tadiyanam Samarchanam. It's surcharged with the bhav and thoughts and feelings of Brajendranandan Krishna. So wrapping around their head will give them more ulas, more ecstasy in their absorption of Nandotsav festival. And another way you could look at it is that Jagannath was very pleased with their lila. So through the super soul, he inspired Prataprudu to collect his own cloth and distribute it to all the devotees as a reciprocation that Jagannath himself was taking part in the festival by sending his own cloth. Because the cloth represents the person. It can't separate the cloth from the person. Lord Chaitanya wanted to give some cloth to Prataprudra. He gave it to his son, and the son brought that cloth back to King Prataprudra, Mahabhru's Vesh, Prasadi Vesh. So when King Prataprudra received the Vesh of Lord Chaitanya, he considered, I've gotten Lord Chaitanya, I've received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So now Jagannath has come in the form of his cloth. Jagannath Prasad, Vastra. Kanaya Kutiya Jagannath Duijan, Avesha Vilaila Gare Chila Jatadan. In ecstasy, Kanaya Kutiya, dressed as Nanda Maharaj, and Jagannath Mahiti as Yashoda, distributed all the riches they had stocked at home. Deki Mahaprabhu Bhara Santosha Paila Mata Pita Gyane Dune Namaskara Kaila. Mahaprabhu was greatly satisfied to see this. Deki Mahaprabhu Bhara Santosh Paila. Well, that's the perfection. Everyone was doing whatever they did simply to please Lord Chaitanya. Not only please him, but Santosh, Samtoshanan. Complete satisfaction. He was happy in his mind, his heart, his eyes, just to see everything he was happy, just to feel everything he was happy, just to be there. He was so pleased by the whole thing. Accepting them as his father and mother, he offered obeisances. Mata Pita Gyane Dune Namaskara Kaya. Because these two friends of his, these two Brahmins and two associates of Lord Chaitanya were now dressed as Yashoda. So for all intents and purposes, they were Sakshat Yashoda. He's Sakshat Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna. He's Krishna. He's identified. I'm Krishna. This is Janmasthami, Nandotsav. You're my father. Kanaya Kutiya, you're my father. And, Jagannath Mahiti, you're my mother. Oh, Nanda Baba. Oh, Yashoda Ma. Ma, oh Ma. Pranams. Parama Veshe Prabhu Hailanijagar E Matalila Kare Goranga Sundar. In great ecstasy, Goranga Sundar returned to his residence of the Gambhir. In this way, he performed his wonderful pastimes. So that's Mahaprabhu and Krishna's Leela. Vijaya Dashami Lanka Vijaya Dine Banara Shainya Kaila Prabhulana Bhaktagane. It was only a few weeks ago, it was Vijayadashami. Vijayadashami is Dushara, I think it's the same. It's also called Dushara. Dashara. This Vijayadashami, that is the day when Bhagavan Ramachandra in Treta Yuga beheaded or cut all the heads out, the 10 heads, Dashara. He took away all the heads of Ravana. Vijay, complete victory over evil and lust. So they celebrated that day, Lord Chaitanya. Now, what did they do now? Now, Banarasanya, they dressed up as monkeys. Mahaprabhu dressed up all his, it doesn't say he did, but he dressed up all his devotees as monkey soldiers. So I think one day, Srila Narayan Raj is going to dress up all his devotees as monkeys. And we're all going to enact this Vijayotsav Leela. Yes? No. Or maybe we're already monkeys. We don't have to dress up the way we act and behave. Is at least our minds are monkeys, right? Pagomana, you know, the crazy mind is always jumping when we chant japa. So now, what do they do? Now Lord Chaitanya, he must be in a mood of Ram. He's Ram and all his monkeys. So before he was Krishna, all his associates, now he's Ram. Mahaprabhu Right? That's the name of the story. Mahaprabhu enacts Bhagavan Ram's Leela and Bhagavan Krishna's Leela. Hanumana Vesha Prabhu, Briksha Shakalan, Lanka Gari Charifele Gara Bhangya. Displaying the emotions of Hanuman, Mahaprabhu took up a large tree branch and mounting the walls of Lanka fort began to dismantle it. So there you have it. It says, Vanara Sanya Kala Prabhu. So all, Lord Chaitanya told all the devotees, all you devotees, you're monkeys. You're all monkey soldiers, and I am Hanuman. Hanuman of Aish. So he's also a monkey? Mahaprabhu Banara, the monkey. It says, Hanuman of Aish. He entered into Hanuman. He entered the mind, the idea, the form of the bhav, Briksha Shaka. So they took up branch, and they mounted the walls of Lanka fort, began to dismantle it. Kahanre Ravan! Prabhukaya Krodaveshe, Jagannamata Hari Papi, Marimal Savamshe. In the ecstasy of Hanuman, Mahaprabhu angrily said, "Where's that rascal, Ravana? He has kidnapped the universal mother Sita. Now I shall kill him and all his family." Bhagavan Ramachandra ki. He says, Kahan Ravan, where is that rascal? Gosanira Avesha Deki Loki Chamatkar Savaloka Jai Jai Bali Bhar Bhar. Everyone became very astonished to see the emotional ecstasy of Mahaprabhu. Like all of you. Astonished, what's going on? And they all began to chant Jai Jai, very good. Balo 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 Balo, very good. Again and again. E Mata Rasa Yatra Arati Pavali Utandwarasi Jatra Dekila Sakali. Mahaprabhu and his devotees participated in all the festivals, including Rasa Yatra, Deepavali, and Utan Dwadasi. So even Utan Ekadasi, maybe it falls on Dwadasi, I don't know. It says Utan Dwadasi takes place the day after Ekadasi in a waxing fortnight. That means there's some special festival, Utan Dwadasi. And Jagannath Puri, I think there's some kind of, I forget, there's some festival on that day. I think it's mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas in Jagannath Puri. At any rate, the point is that Lord Chaitanya celebrated all these festivals. That was just a very sweet story to show what we can learn from this is that the Lord enjoys celebrating the festivals of Krishna with his devotees. And obviously, he's setting an example on the Atmic Vichar level. You could say Lord Chaitanya is setting an example that the Lord and all his devotees are celebrating the pastimes of Ram and Krishna. And we, the Guru representing Lord Chaitanya and all his disciples, we also gather together and we celebrate the festivals of Krishna and Ramachandra. And of course we celebrate Gauranga's festivals also. But we don't hear about Lord Chaitanya celebrating his own festival so much. I never read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, "Okay, it's Gaur Pranim, it's my birthday, let's have a party." I haven't read that. Maybe in Navadvipa, obviously, Mother Sachi would have some celebration on his Avirbhav. But this is the Lord's sweetness that he relishes all these festivals fully avesh. He becomes fully avesh with it. So much so, he's doing drama. He's enacting a drama with his associates. They're dressing up and playing the parts. So what does this mean? This means that the Lord himself, he likes to see his devotees dress up in costumes and enact the pastimes of the Lord. So devotee dramas. And they're very much a part of the Gaudiya mission, it's transcendental drama. And so Lord Chaitanya himself is dressing up, and he dressed up as Rukmini in the pastime Chandrasekhar's house. They did a leela there, a drama there. He dressed up as Rukmini. So this is one thing that's going on, and he really relishes, and he gets right into it. And whenever we do any service for the Lord or enact these festivals and perform, when we observe Janmasthami and Ram Nomi and Rasa Yatra, etc., and Deepavali, as Lord Chaitanya did and showed the example, we should avesh, we should get right into it. We should become absorbed in the meaning of the festival. What is the meaning of this festival? What is the historical significance? The meaning? What is the philosophical teaching and siddhanta of this festival? What are the emotions and feelings of the Lord and his devotees in this festival? and take part in as much as we can by reading, by meditating, by chanting, by praying, or enacting in lila and singing songs. I think this is one of the teachings, or some teachings we can collect from this short story of Mahaprabhu celebrates the festivals of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Sri Ram. Anandakanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.